Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and pleasant evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying mild temperatures, while Jerusalem feels just a touch cooler. A perfect night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last hour, Ynet reports that Israeli Air Force has redirected its focus to Lebanon, increasing strikes on Hezbollah. This marks the start of Operation Eternal Darkness, involving around 50 fighter jets. Also, Israel Hayom reveals that IDF representatives recently shared that the current Iranian regime is considered more extreme than the previous one. They emphasized the objective in Lebanon is to disarm Hezbollah. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that earlier today, the IDF targeted and killed a Hamas operative in Gaza who was posing as a journalist. Separately, a Mariv Wala poll from earlier today shows that 63% of the public are dissatisfied with the results of the war against Iran. Despite this, trust in the IDF remains high. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that the U.S. clarifies Iran's ceasefire does not extend to Israeli actions in Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago about rocket fire from Lebanon towards northern Israel. Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, writing on X just now, criticized the United Nations for failing to act against Hezbollah's rocket attacks from Lebanon. Visegrad 2-4 reports that German Chancellor Friedrich Merz expressed concern over Israel's military actions in southern Lebanon, fearing it might jeopardize the peace process. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Israeli Air Force's actions in Lebanon, Ynet notes that the operation involves significant air power, with 50 fighter jets taking part. This move follows the recent Iran ceasefire, indicating a strategic shift in military focus. The implications for regional stability are significant, as tensions with Hezbollah could escalate. Turning to the IDF's stance on Iran, Israel Hayom reports that security officials are concerned about the current Iranian regime's extremity. The focus remains on disarming Hezbollah in Lebanon, highlighting ongoing regional security challenges. This could further strain Israeli-Iranian relations. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the recent Gaza strike where IDF took out a key Hamas operative. This individual was involved in rocket and weapons production under the guise of journalism. The strike underscores the complexity of identifying threats within civilian areas, raising concerns about collateral damage. Separately, the Mariv Wala poll reflects public sentiment on the war's outcome. While dissatisfaction is high, trust in military leadership remains strong. This dichotomy points to a complex relationship between public perception and military performance. Finally, Axios sheds light on the U.S. position regarding the ceasefire. The exclusion of Israeli actions in Lebanon from the ceasefire agreement underscores ongoing diplomatic challenges. This stance may influence future negotiations in the region. On the economic front, first, Haaretz Business reports that Israel plans to restart operations at the Karish gas platform amid the current Iran ceasefire. This move could stabilize energy supplies and boost the economy. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a significant deal involving Yitzhak Tshuva. He is set to sell gas from the Aphrodite Reservoir off Cyprus to Egypt, valued in billions of dollars. And finally, Mariv reveals that Iran demands tankers pay in Bitcoin for passage through the Strait of Hormuz. This unusual demand adds a new layer to economic tensions in the region. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.